The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. This is an injury show. This is our inaugural show, our initial show. Welcome here on KOA to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. What is an injury show? We're going to be explaining that to you. What do we do? What do we talk about? But first, a little bit about us so you'll know us. We are injury attorneys. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have over 35 years of experience helping injured victims put their lives back together again, helping them families, but more importantly, giving them information, educating them, and that's what this show is about, to educate you and teach you about injury subjects, because when you've been injured, you're always in a fight against the insurance company, always. They have a strategy. They have their own legal game plan. You need a strategy. You need to understand the playing field, the rules, how it works behind the scenes, behind the curtains. That's what Bell and Pollock does. We've been doing injury shows literally for years, and we have injury shows that air on the weekends in a variety of stations here in the Denver area, and we also have our injury shows air in the mountain towns. We have four stations up there that airs our injury shows as well. Also, we have a live talk show. It's on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's on the AM dial, 630 AM KHOW. You can listen to that show. That's a call-in show. That's a live call-in show. We've been doing that show for years. That show on KHOW is designed to answer your questions, solve your problems on any legal subject, even though we're injury attorneys. This show right here is to cover injury subjects. And so, you know, Brad, we've been doing these shows for a long time. We cover different injury subjects. Why don't we give everybody a little bit of flavor of what kind of subjects we cover? We usually deal with car accidents, but we deal with all kinds of trauma.
Well, there's a number of ways you can get hurt as a result of negligence of others. You can have slip and falls. You can have the hit. You can have injuries that occur from different types of crashes and the different ways they occur. You can be injured as in recreational activities. There's a number of ways you can be hurt, and we talk about whether or not you can get compensated and try and put your life back together as a result of being injured due to the negligence of another, due to somebody's inappropriate act or inaction. You know, sometimes it's not the act that causes the problem. We oftentimes think of the car crash where somebody runs into you, but we can also think of the failure to remove ice and snow from a sidewalk, the failure to make a condition safe when you've invited people onto your property. We can talk about the failure of people to properly operate their vehicles all the time, and these lead to injuries. And when somebody's been injured, it changes their lives. And when it changes their lives, there's a need to try to do something to get them back to normalcy as much as possible. There's a lot of attorneys who are doing this. We're not the only ones. We are the only ones who, rather than just get on and say, hire me, hire me, hire me, and look at this great stuff, look at this great stuff, look at this great stuff, we try to educate you to have you understand what everybody's doing and what the process is all about. Now, do we believe you need an attorney when you're going through these processes? Yes, you do. You need a lawyer to help you, and we can talk about that at some point, but over the fact that the insurance companies, their people, their adjusters, their people that they hire to deal with these things are highly trained, and you would expect it that way. And anybody out there would be thinking that's probably right. They are highly trained, and you know, you wouldn't expect a person to walk in to an insurance company adjuster's office, sit down, start taking calls from their own insureds and from people who've been injured without any training. But yet you're picking up the phone and talking to them without training.
Right. And, you know, we've preached many times that you need to understand the rules. You need to have the information. And that's one of the main reasons we do this show. And we've been doing injury shows, as I said at the top of the show, for many years, probably over 15 years, and we've been on a variety of stations on the weekends, and we're so glad to have a new home here on KOA at 50 AM. To teach you, educate you about injury subjects. So if you want to join our other show on Saturday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 KHOW, that's a live talk show. We talk law. It's not a political show. We don't do political shows. We talk law. But that being said, we have talked law, a lot of different subjects. And just to give you an idea on the K-House show, we've talked about the United States Constitution. We've talked about First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, and we talked about Fourth Amendment rights, and we've talked about things that you don't normally hear in the news, like Sixth Amendment rights, how the first ten amendments apply to the states through the United States Constitution. We've talked about gun law. We've talked about controlling interests in the states. And so that's the Saturday morning show. This show is an injury show. You know, another flavor, Brad, that we can give people here an idea of what the show is going to involve and entail is we're going to talk about accidents. We're going to talk about what you need to know. We're going to talk to you how you approach the insurance adjuster, how you approach the insurance claim. How do you prove your injuries, damages, and losses? What do you do? What do you need to know? What forms do you need to sign? What you shouldn't sign, period. You know, and when you make the first phone call to the adjuster after an accident, as Brad just said, they are highly trained. You're not. It's an ordinary day and event for them. It's not for you. You know, Brad, so let's talk a little bit about how we approach giving people information on the accident, the car, maybe accident reconstruction, and then let's get into the damages, injuries, and losses so they can see what these shows are going to be about over the time we're here.
Sure. When you're first in a crash and in some kind of accident and you're now having to deal with the adjuster, you're going to be facing two adjusters, really. You're going to be facing an adjuster dealing with your property damage. And you're going to be facing an adjuster who is dealing with your personal injury. It's very important that you know the difference between what their different assignments are and what their purpose is and their intent is. And when you're dealing with them, what you should or shouldn't be talking to them about, and understanding or being able to have some recognition of why they're asking the questions they are. Are they asking appropriate questions, or are they going too far afield, and what do you want to tell them? When you're dealing with this, and this is an important area because I want everybody to recognize that now, most of the time you do not call an attorney until after you've talked to the adjuster. And most people will be in a crash. They are stunned. They're in a state, a little bit of a state of shock or excitement. They a lot of times don't recognize their injuries at all. Other times they don't recognize the full extent of their injuries. Many times the full extent of their injuries won't be known for days, if not weeks afterwards. Many times they think they're okay and they're just worried about their car. They're thinking about the immediate emergency, the immediate urgency of getting back on the road and getting back to where they were going. If you were in a car crash, the bottom line is you were going somewhere. And now you're not going to be going that somewhere. And you had plans for that day and for the next day and for the next day. If nothing else, it was to get to work, get the kids to school, go see a friend, do things in your life. These are all gone now. They're going to be affected. They're going to be materially affected. And the first impulse is not to go call a lawyer. Heck, I'm not hurt. I'm going to get it fixed. We exchanged insurance information. I'll call up my own insurance company, whom you can speak with a lot more more liberally and disclose a lot more, and I'm going to be contacting the other insurance company. And you're contacting them, and you're trying to get yourself back on the road and back to normalcy. The last thing in the world you think about is calling a lawyer. And this could be, and this may be very much the most important time for you to be thinking about that. And for the most important time for you to be talking to a lawyer is right then. But that's not what happens.
No, it's not what happens. And, you know, we offer a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We have a book published now with our over 35 years of experience packed into this book and loaded in this book for you. You get a free legal game plan tailored to you, your injuries, your type of accident, your mechanism of injury, your damages, your injuries, your losses. You might need surgery. You might not. Different game plan. You might need neck surgery. You might need neck injections. Different game plan. You might have a problem proving your liability in the accident. It might be a T-bone accident, and everybody says both cars ran the red light. So that you need a game plan on how to prove that. You need a game plan and strategy because the insurance company has a game plan. and strategy. And that's one, not all, but one of the reasons we do all of our shows, including this show. We wanted you to have the information. It's a complicated field. It's a complicated area. Tell you what, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. All of our podcasts of all of our shows are there. You can listen to them. And also, you can get any of our books free. We have 5 books published right now. You can get them free. You can download an e-copy free at our website, championsofthepeople.com. Or you can call our law firm or the studio, and we'll send you a hard copy free of any of our books or all of our books. Some people order and all of our books. We're glad to do it. All right, so the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We bring the show to you. You can submit questions to us at info@bellpollock.com. That's info@bellpollock.com, and we're glad to do it. We want to give you a flavor of what's happening. Now, when you've been in an accident, we usually deal with an example of a car accident. When you've been in an accident, there's certain important things you need to know to do at the scene. If you don't do them right, especially in hit and runs, other type of accidents, if you don't do them right, you're going to have a disadvantage right from the get-go. So we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to be talking about what you do at the scene of an accident. That's how we're going to kick off our show, what you do at the scene, what you shouldn't do at the scene. And you should never just say, I'm not going to call the police, or we'll call you later, that sort of thing. But we got a lot of good, interesting tips for you and strategies for you. Don't forget about our book, Legal Game Plan. All of our books, but you need a strategy, and you need to speak to an attorney. Brad said sometimes you're a little bit foggy at the scene. You're foggy a couple, 3 days later. The insurance company wants to take your statement. They're not on your side. They are not on your side. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back. Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Hi, it's Mandy for my friends at Bell and Pollock. I know these guys. They're real. They genuinely care about their clients, and I endorse them because they do business like my dad did. If you've been injured in an accident, call them 303-795-5900.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over 3 decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is our injury show. We do all kinds of shows, and we've explained it to you at the top of the show. We do a regular call-in show at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning at 6:30 KHOW. But this show right here is for you to give you information. Information is empowering. We've been doing it for years. So if you're new to Bell and Pollock, if you're new to this show, if you're new to this concept, welcome. We're going to teach you. You can ask us questions anytime. If you have been injured or a loved one have been injured, you can come in for a free, free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. And it's not just a passing in the night meeting. We spend 45 minutes, an hour or longer with you, whatever it takes. But our legal game plan for you has our over 35 years of experience packed into the legal game plan. And it tailors itself to your accidents, your injuries, and that's what you need. It's not a cookie cutter mass production situation. That does exist with certain attorneys, but it's not us. And you can see right here, why do we do the shows? We want you to understand. We want you to know. Right before the break, we were talking about what you do. Our usual example here is a car accident, truck accident, motorcycle accident, some kind of vehicle accident. That's our usual example. And a lot of our books, not all of them, are geared around that subject. But you've had a crash. You've had a scene. Let's say you're sitting at a stoplight. You're rear-ended. You know, Brad, let's start educating everybody. What do you do at the scene? And what we're going to get into also is most of the time people in our office say, we say, you're probably going to get blamed for this, even though you were stopped and rear-ended. They say, you got to be kidding me. I'm going to be, what? It was not my fault.
Yeah, when the crash happens, obviously you want to make sure you're all right and able to address what's happening. And when I say make sure you're all right, what I really mean is, are you able to address and do the things you need to do to deal with the crash that's occurred, recognizing this is a very important event in your life that you're now going to have to deal with that you didn't ask for, but you have to deal with. And if you're not thinking clearly, if you are hurt, then to the best of your knowledge, to the best of your ability, call 911, get somebody else to call 911, get the police out there, get an ambulance out there and get them out there right away. You may at any time while you're at the scene, you may notice and feel that you're not feeling well, that you're having a problem. Get 911 out there. Get the police out there. Your car may be disabled. Get 911 or the police out there. Most of the time, I'd say you're smart and what you want to do is you want to get the police to come to the crash. Sometimes they're on accident alert. Sometimes they'll say, just take the information and do it over the counter. One of the things that you'll hear quite often is they'll ask you is anybody hurt? And when they ask you if anybody is hurt, that's when you have to start thinking. If you're saying you're not hurt, you don't know for sure. You may say, well, I'm not feeling any pain right now. Or if I am feeling pain, well, I'm just feeling minor pain. They'll ask you if you need an ambulance. But and that's something you're going to have to make a decision on. Most people, I've noticed, even when they end out having significant injuries, most people reject the ambulance. They think they're okay. And as I stated earlier, a lot of times you think you're okay when you're not. You're just facing distractions that are keeping you from being able to focus on your body and what's happening. So the first thing when that crash occurs is try and take an inventory of yourself. And take an inventory of what's going on. How did this happen? What happened? Who's involved? Are there other people in my car? Where's the car that hit me? Are there people there? Is that person moving around? Do I need to look for emergency care? Are there other people around that have witnessed this thing that are going to be helping me? Then once you get to that stage, Gary, now you're ready to start saying, all right, I've called the police and I'm going to start exchanging information. And now you're in a gathering evidence. You're really gathering facts and gathering information stage.
Right. And it's very important that you take pictures. And we preach about this all the time. Everybody's got a camera on their cell phone. Everybody's got a cell phone. So you should take pictures. If you're going to move the cars at the scene, we're talking about at the scene, what do you do? If you're going to move the cars, the vehicles, the trucks, whatever, if they're going to be moved, then take pictures of where they are right now, if you can. First, you take care of yourself medically. But once that's done, if you're not going to go to the hospital or that sort of thing, if you're capable, you take pictures. And Brad always makes the great point of take pictures in perspective, meaning give some landmarks in the picture. So we're not just looking at, and you're not just looking at the road, the highway. Take pictures of the debris. But if there's a light pole, if there's a gas station at an intersection, take it some pictures showing what's in perspective, so it can be determined later where the point of impact was, what happened to the vehicles. That's very, very important. Also, you can take pictures of the other person's insurance card. That's becoming quite common. Not so common a few years back, but quite common now. And you have the insurance information. And guess what? You can take the picture of the driver, the at-fault driver. Take a picture of their car and their license plate, because it can become critical later, because sometimes their insurance has expired. You know, and we're going to cover the next week the hit and runs, but that's a UM, uninsured motorist event. And if you have the insurance card, if you have the pictures, we've had cases in our office over the years where the drivers, the outfall drivers switched. I think maybe when somebody was high on drugs, maybe they were drunk, they switched. And if you have a video of that, that's very, very important. So these things are important at the scene, Brad. But let's get into a little bit. The police come there. You got to figure out who the witnesses are. Let's talk a little bit about this police report, because as we know, insurance companies always look at the police report. And you make a statement to the police officer, or the police officer makes a finding like nobody reported injuries, or makes a finding like can't tell who was at fault, and they're not going to pay you for your neck surgery coming up.
Right. If you can avoid moving the cars before the police get there, try not to. I understand if you're blocking traffic or you need to move them to be able to be safe out of the roadway, then yes, you're going to have to do it. But if you can avoid it, then please avoid it. Let the police get there and do their job, which most police, when they get there, they're going to do their job. And that means they're going to look at where the crash occurred. They're going to look where the vehicles are. They're going to note the impact. They're going to note how badly the cars are damaged. And they're going to look at those type things. So please, if you do need to move them, then, as Gary said, take photos. And there, 90% of your crashes that occur, it's going to cause some debris to fall onto the ground. So you can identify where that debris is. If you think somebody slammed on their brakes, there were screeches, and there's any tire marks or anything that allows you to measure that, or to at least take a photo of them. Once again, take a photo of it. So think about what you've done, but don't go put yourself at further risk when you're dealing with that. Don't put yourself at further risk. You have to pay attention to what's going on.
We talk about this all the time. You need, why is this important? How is this important? Why are we even talking about this? Because once you've lived through these cases for over 35 years trying to help families put their lives back together again, and once you hear the insurance company and they're lawyers, they hire the lawyers for those for the at-fault party. The at-fault party doesn't pay for that. So once you hear them say you were in a rear end accident and it's your fault or partially your fault, invoking the doctrine of comparative negligence, meaning they're going to blame you for part of it so they can reduce the money they pay you, reduce your damages, injuries, and losses. Once you've heard them start blaming you for a rear end accident, for how could that happen? Brad, let's give some examples. Sometimes they say, well, your car was coming up to a yellow light. We expected you to go through the yellow light, even though it's proper and you should stop. We expect you to go through, so it's your fault. You stopped too suddenly. You stopped way too suddenly. Another one. Well, you were in the left-hand lane. You pulled over real quick and then stopped your car very quickly, and then we ran into the back of you. So that's partially or wholly your fault. Sometimes they talk about the rearview mirror. And in your statement, sometimes people say, well, I saw this truck coming at me. I saw this car coming at me. And then they go after, well, you could have avoided it. You could have done something to get out of the way.
Yeah, they'll talk about a lot of those type things. They want to talk about the fact that something, an emergency happened up in front of them, and so they had to slam on their brakes, or you had to slam on your brakes, and that caused them to have to slam on theirs, and therefore they're not responsible. It's the person who caused the emergency up in front of you that caused all the problems. They're going to say that you didn't take the appropriate evasive actions. They may say your taillights weren't working. They may say they never came on. It's one of the things you want to make sure you do is if you've been rear-ended, look at your taillights and verify that they did go on. Make sure the police have verified that they went on. So you're not facing that problem in the future. And you're thinking a lot of times these complaints are going to come up right when the police are there, but a lot of times it's later on. It's later on. They say, I was thinking about it, and they're claiming they were excited, they were upset, they weren't thinking clearly, and then they go, I don't remember your taillights ever coming on, and this can be months, if not a year afterwards, and now they're using that as an excuse on why you're responsible for the crash. And right. Why you failed to take appropriate action.
Right. They try to blame you. And the reason is, under the comparative negligence statute in Colorado and in most states, they can reduce your damages by the percentage of your negligence. We're going to cover that whole concept in another show. But that's the general flavor of it, the general idea. If you've been injured, you can call us at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All the information is there. All of our books, you can download a free e-copy. You can get a hard copy from us by calling our law firm, 303-795-5900. What you do at the scene of an accident is critical. And do not just be lackadaisical about it. Do not think it's unimportant. It can be critical, especially when the insurance company is blaming you and their lawyers are blaming you a year from now, 2 years from now. You had neck surgery, you had back surgery, and now they're saying you caused the rear ender or partially caused it. And here's what you did wrong. You did this, you should have done that, you didn't do this, and that's how it works. Once you've seen this, once you're educated, which we're here to do, you come to see us. We'll give you a free initial consultation. a free legal game plan, and we have a new book out called Legal Game Plan, and Brad and I put our 35 years plus of experience into that book, Legal Game Plan, because you need a strategy, and don't believe you don't. The insurance companies don't have a strategy. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.